Ron Van Dam. He's got what the kids call mad skills, which he thought meant he was really good at being angry about everything. Well, live and learn. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
This is all your fault.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. Thanks for coming by. This is the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm the person to whom they refer to in the title of the damn thing. Oh, God. When I got up this morning, I resolved to make this a great day. Let's see what happens. Usually it doesn't work out. Yesterday, I made my follow-up appointment with my doctor. Follow-up appointment means an appointment where they can make more money and send their kids to college. That's the follow-up. Is it important that I show up for this? No, it's a follow-up. What are you going to follow up? Whatever happened before. What happened before? I don't know. We're going to follow it up. I don't... That's a phrase that I don't quite get. Anyway, I've reached an age just like you have. Where going to the doctor is like, oh God. You know it's important, and you know you want to do it, but it's a bunch of lies, is what it is, or at least let's call it embellishment. That's what George Santos taught me. Who is George Santos? If you're not familiar, you're not listening to the news. I'm not even going there. Just Google it. Anyway, when I go to the doctor, especially for the follow-up, the doctor will say to me, I have a young lady who, well, I don't know how young she is, but she's a woman doctor, which I think is fine. I don't care about that. I mean, I don't want a guy sticking his finger up my ass. I don't want a woman sticking her finger up my ass. It doesn't really make any difference to me. That's the only place you're going to go. I don't mind that. I really don't. Whatever, you know, at least I'm not facing the same direction as you. So it doesn't, whatever you do behind my back, whatever, just clean up and, put it back the way you found it. Anyway. So, my doctor, will say to me, Ron, she calls me Ron. She says, how are things going? There's the first lie coming up for me. My response is always, good, things are good. They're not really. I've suffered probably a couple of aches and pains that arrived for no reason whatsoever, possibly because I slept wrong, maybe a little arthritis in my face, who knows? You know, things come and go. Some of them are of great concern, some not. But my response to her will always be, yeah, things are good. And then she asks, did you have any issues during the last 6 months since I've seen you? And that's lie number two. No, not really. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now I'm getting deeper into the lies. And she says to me, okay, let's see. Any mental issues at all? Ooh, wow. I could ask her to define mental issues, but I don't want to get into it. So I say, no mental issues. Any depression, Ron? What? Why do you think I have a history of this? I'm not depressed. That's not what I said. I simply said, no. I don't know what that means. Am I happy all the time? Am I on the cheerleading squad for the local college? No, I'm not. I'm not emphatically happy about everything. If I step in shit, I'm not starting a party of congratulations to the dog. No. Depressed. No, not really. Ron, you don't smoke, we know. Are you smoking at all? No. Why? Why are you asking me this? Are you trying to knock me down? But now a third lie is about to emerge, and she says, Ron, do you drink alcohol? And my response is, rubbing? No, I don't say that. I say, define alcohol. She says, Ron, how many drinks a week do you have? How many alcoholic beverages do you have in the space of a week? And my response should be, a week or a day? You're spreading it out to a week? Holy crap, I'm in trouble. So my response is sometimes 700, sometimes nothing. You know, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? Am I at confession? What do you want from me? Is this interrogation? Are you going to waterboard me? What do you want from me? Says Ron, about how many drinks do you think you have in the space of a week? Sometimes 7, sometimes 6,000. I don't know. I lie and I say just 4. That's a lie. But I think she swallowed it. I think she believes me. I don't think many people would tell the truth on something like that. I don't have a drink every day, but my God, I mean, that's a loaded question. And then she'll ask me another question, of which I will inevitably lie. And she says, Ron, are you exercising? Wow, don't do this to me. I don't want to lie to you. Yes. It's like buzzers go off and sirens, you know, like, are you serious? You think this guy standing in front of you exercises? But she believes me. She takes me for my word, and I figure, okay, I'm getting away with this. Then she asks me, are you having fish at least a couple of times a week? Oh, God, stop this. Stop this. Yes. I don't even know what a fish is. I saw a report on 60 Minutes recently that said that all the fish in the oceans are starting to dwindle. And my response was not, oh my goodness, I better eat more fish now. That was not my response. And she asked me another question. She says, Ron, have you cut down on red meat? I don't know what cut down means. I guess red meat is any meat that's not white. I don't know. Does that involve pork? Is pork a red meat? I'm not even sure what you're talking about. But my response is, yes, I've cut down. Ron, do you take vitamins or any over-the-counter supplements? Well, yes, I do that. Yes, I do. And it goes on from there. She's previously asked me to take all my clothes off. She is a woman doctor. Any woman that asks me to take my clothes off, I find to be exhilarating. Although what happens after is not. They still give me those gowns where the back is opened and you can't possibly tie it yourself. I call it the ass crack gown. From my perspective, the gown looks fine because I'm wearing it backwards. From the perspective of the doctor who looks at my back, this is disgusting. I don't know who invented this gown thing, but it only works for the front of the body. This is a gown that you always wear, apparently backwards. I I don't know. It's where I understand that fashion thing. I don't think the fashion gown, wearing it backwards, will ever really take socially. And then she takes my blood pressure and gives it back. And she's, you know, I know my blood pressure is high when she takes the blood pressure. And then she walks away and writes it, the number down, or types it in. I'm sorry. Then I know, well, is it a little high? A doctor, was it high?
Yeah, just a little bit, just a little bit.
What was it?
Yeah, it's not your business.
It's my blood pressure. It's my machine. By the way, that's not the way she talks. That's my impression of her. She spends most of the time typing in the information on a laptop. My doctor now has ceased to become a doctor and has turned into a clerical court reporter. I don't know why. I don't know how this happened. But data is being entered into a machine by the very person who is collecting the data. And then we go through a conversation about things, and she says, you know, we do have a program where, this really pisses me off. It pisses me off. She says, and I don't know why, I don't know if it's specific to the doctor organization that I go to, whether they call that a clinic, whether they call that a medical group, I don't know what they call it. But they gave me a call like 3 months ago, and they said, Ron, we have a program that we've started where one of our nurses will call you on a weekly basis and ask you how you're doing. I said, excuse me? What are you talking about? Yes, they, you know, just it's a health precaution, and you know, they just call you on a weekly basis, see how you're doing, you know, and that kind of thing. Would you like to sign up for that? No. Here's how this can work. If I have a medical concern, I would call you. Why would you call me? This is an actual program. I don't know what it's called. I did say to the person who was calling, and it sounded like a telemarketer for a medical clinic, but it was my doctor's office. I did say, is your impression that if you don't call me, that I will cease to exist? That I will, you'll find me hanging from a chandelier? I mean, what are you insinuating here? She says, oh, no, Ron, it's just it's a new service that we've come up with, and we do that. Would you like to sign up for it? No. I get enough telemarketers. I don't want people calling me once a week asking me how I am. And then I got to pay for that? I mean, unless you want to get into conversation about things, I mean, you can do it if you want to do it for free. That's fine. You can give me a call. Call me like Friday at 2:00 and ask me how I'm doing. And I'll respond. Oh, well, my sister went to Chicago. She had a lovely time. She went to a restaurant with her husband, and they called me up. They had a wonderful time. They're considering moving to Ohio, but they realized that's probably not a great idea. And let's see. At work, they gave me a new desk, and I have a new pen and pencil set that I bought for myself when I got my new desk, and everything's good there. My car is, I'm going to have to take it in for a tune-up. It's not performing properly. It used to be a nice smooth ride, but now not so much. And sometimes I think I'm going over a pothole, but there's no pothole in the street, so I really should pay attention to that. Car's running well, though. And thanks for calling. Talk to you next week at 2:00. Other than that, what are you talking about? Anyway, then there comes the time in the doctor's office where she does, because I am wearing this gown open in the back, there's a reason for that. She asked me to bend over. I said, oh my God, here we go. This is our mini colonoscopy or whatever the hell's going on back there. I can't see what's going on back there. I have never in my life been able to take a good look at my ass. It doesn't work. I've seen the back of my head when I go to the hairstylist, the human groomer, the barber, whatever you call those people, the barista, not something else, that's something else. They have all those mirrors and I can see the back of my head. I'm not thrilled about it. There's nothing going on back there that I like. That's if I'm going to start losing hair and that's where it's going to start, I don't really want to see it. But so I've seen the back of my head. I really don't believe I've ever seen my ass. I don't believe I've ever seen it. I cannot, I'm not double jointed, or I'm not a contortionist. I cannot go back there. I don't know what it looks like. I'm sure it's lovely, but I'm not familiar. If there's something crazy going on back there, I don't know. I don't know. I can see the remnants of it, but I cannot physically have a full view of my ass. It's physically impossible. It can't happen. Very similar to me not being able to touch my toes. I can't go there. I just can't reach. But she does, and she asked me to bend over, and then she puts some gloves on. And they're not winter gloves. They are these latex gloves. I believe they're latex or rubber. I don't know what the hell they are. It's like she's going to go do some gardening, and in a sense, she may be actually doing that. Then she doesn't even warn me anymore. She used to say, here we go. She doesn't say that anymore. She just goes to it, and she takes the longest finger that she's got on her hand, and she just feels around, I guess, to see if there's any car keys in there or loose change. I don't really know what she's doing in there, but she's in there, and then she pulls it out, and her finger out, and I'm... I keep thinking, that's a little disgusting. She knows me more intimately than I think anybody really ever should. Anyway, things are usually good back there. They have been so far. Knock on skin. And that's usually the finale. We usually don't go much further than the actual probe. After that, our work is pretty much done. There are no more questions. She does say just before she exits the room, don't forget, her finger has just been in a place that no finger should really ever go. I believe that after she leaves the room, she goes into a hazmat kind of shower to clean off, because man, whew, what a job that is. But she does say just before she leaves the room, is there anything else? Are there any questions that you have for me? And yeah, my one big question is, how do you do that? How do you purposely stick your finger into strangers? Wow. But I don't ask that question because I, in the long run, don't care. She's getting paid a lot of money. Is she getting paid a lot of money to see clients and customers and patients? I think you call them patients in that industry. Or is she being paid a lot of money to put on gloves and go where no man should go or no woman should go? How is that much different than when you're in medical school learning how to change a bedpan? I don't think there's too much difference. I'll tell you one thing, which is a little disgusting, but it's absolutely true because I'm very honest with you. Before I go to the doctor, I make damn sure that I'm clean back there, if you know what I'm saying. That could be the greatest embarrassment of a social person's life, is having somebody else put on a glove and checking out your rear end. I don't know. Anyway, has this been a disgusting topic or not? Why did I bring it up? Because it's something that we all go through. At least you should be going through that for medical purposes. But it's what connects us. It's not that social media crap. It's not all that stuff. It's the experiences that we all go through, but we kind of don't talk about them because they're a little embarrassing and a little personal. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, my guest will be joining us. Thank you so much for your, well, patronage?
Do you know that there is one item that can not only increase your home's beauty, but its value? That would be placemats. Hello, I'm George Karanapikopoulos, owner of George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse, your one-stop for all your placemat needs. We have a placemat for every room of your house. That's right, placemats are not just for the dining room anymore. Anywhere you might make a spill, or maybe where you eat, like in front of the TV, I do it all the time like you. You want a placemat. We have fancy placemats, like in bamboo or teak. That's right, teak. Nice plastic laminate ones for no stains, even blue. We can custom make you placemats in as little as 2 weeks. Come to our showroom at the intersection of Route 27 and the Holbrook Turnpike. You're going to like what you see. Your placemat is waiting for you at George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse.
Hello.
Hi, Haley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What a wonderful radio voice you have.
Oh, thank you so much. This is going to be a good interview. Thank you. Haley is...
I like it even better when you laugh.
Oh, no, come on. Cut it out. You're embarrassing. My face is red and you can't even see it. Haley Hasselhoff.
I wish I could see it.
Wow, Haley. Haley Hasselhoff joins us now. She's an actor, a model, a designer, a host. A body positivity and mental health advocate. She builds houses. She's responsible for the construction of the Eiffel Tower. You've done a lot.
Well, no, I've definitely not built a house, I can tell you that.
All right, fine. All right. Haley, your last name, Hasselhoff, sounds quite familiar to me. I assume there's a connection here.
There is. David Hasselhoff is my father.
There you go. There you go. Your father. Yeah. Hey, you know, you're doing a wonderful thing, and congratulations on your success and everything that you do. As I say, your talents are very impressive. But you advocate for people to be happy and comfortable with their body, and even to be successful with it. And I think that's a wonderful thing. Congrats on that.
Thank you. I mean, to my core, I believe that weight does not define who you are. You define who you are. And that size does not define your happiness or your worth. And that we really need to get to a place where we don't comment on other people's success with their weight. Instead, we comment on who they are innately inside. And, you know, I really do also believe that you can love yourself in the now. Mm-hmm. And you can also love yourself while you're trying to achieve new health goals.
Yeah, absolutely true. And I gather from what you're talking about that you had to deal with this stigma.
Well, of course. I mean, I started out as a curve model at 14 years old. And back then, you know, no one really knew what a curve model was outside of the industry. And mm-hmm. So I had the same set of challenges growing up in my teens as a curvier woman. Mm-hmm. And I really had to kind of find a place of understanding that my weight doesn't define who I am. Yet, I want to be able to inspire a woman to feel beautiful no matter what shape or size. And that doesn't come in the future. It comes in the now. So it comes from taking it day by day by being able to say that you love who you are today.
There's no question about it. The people that are the sexiest are the ones that have brilliant and creative personalities, who bubble inside, who make you feel great to be with them. And that's what really does it.
Are you calling me sexy, Ron? Is this what's happening?
I guess
here?
I did. Well, you started it. You started it with the voice thing.
You brought the sexy in there. That was not me.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It's not even in the notes. I just kind of threw that in. But it's true. Okay. So how did you get to this point that you are today?
You know, I feel like my journey has been quite long, and instead of sitting here and judging or shamefully speaking about how my health goals have changed, mm-hmm. I want to take the power back by saying that it's okay to love your body in the now, but it's also okay for me to speak about loving my body while also enduring new health goals. Mm-hmm. So I started taking Plenity, which is made from naturally derived ingredients. It's an FDA-cleared prescription product. And what it does is it helps me feel more satisfied with smaller meals by feeling fuller. And with that, within my journey, it's allowed me to have smaller meals throughout my day, which has allowed me to be more mindful mm-hmm. around my eating habits. And I think that that is something that's super interesting. As I'm getting into my 30s, I just want to be more connected on a deeper level on how I'm nourishing my body, not just my mind.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And that's for everybody, whether they're a model or not or whatever. It just when you're happy with yourself, then everything kind of shines nicely. And that's a great message that you put forth. So how would we get involved in getting to the same place you are? How do we do that?
Well, you can get a free consultation by going to myplenity.com. And Plenity is a prescription product. So again, you can go to myplenity.com.
Okay, and I'm going to spell that. That's P-L-E-N-I-T-Y. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. And this is a prescription situation, you say?
It is a prescription product, mm-hmm. but it is made from naturally derived ingredients right. that mimic the physical properties of vegetables through their incredible science.
Okay, so I would have to go through my doctor in order to achieve this?
You would have to go through perhaps a telehealth provider.
Oh, okay.
For me, that was the best way forward because yeah. you can talk to them whenever, wherever you are in the world, and it was a very easy and accessible process.
Or you could threaten your doctor and say, if you don't give me this prescription, I will no longer show up every 3 months for a follow-up. That would scare the hell out of them.
Well, I don't think that's the right thing to do.
All right, just an idea. Maybe that won't work. Never mind. All right, Haley. One more time, that website, please.
MyPlenty.com.
Excellent. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. You've uplifted my spirits today, and I appreciate it. And the best of always to you.
Thanks.
You take care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Haley.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that'll do it for me today. You have been wonderful. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. I'll be back again on Monday with a brand new program. But until then, I wish you peace.